I hear here I'm Matt Fox from the Atlanta Falcons. Team actually had a meeting yesterday as a unit. I guess to tell the truth, Monday I guess was the theme of it, or Tuesday in essence. What do you think was accomplished with that team meeting, just about the way the team is right now?
Well, I mean, it's not out of the ordinary for us. I mean, every Monday is tell the truth Monday. Everything is, you know, that's what we do. We got to come in, tell the truth about what happened in the game. And I think, you know, this is a brotherhood that's always, you know, fighting no matter what. This week's no different than any other week. We just got to come in, put in our work, and practice and prepare the way we always do.
Special teams wise, what are some things that you've seen? I'm sure you've seen the film coverage, punting, things like that. What do you think are some areas of improvement on that side of all?
I mean, I know that I can improve on my job, you know, plain and simple. I have a standard that I live up to, just like this team has a standard for everybody. I got to do my job so that, you know, my brothers can do theirs as well. So I'm going to go out and, you know, focus on doing my job the best that I can so that, you know, we get the best opportunity to win.
Looking at the weather reports in New York, like, I mean, windy, especially in that area is infamous for its wind conditions and everything like that. Do you prepare? How do you prepare beforehand with that? Do you work with the ball? Do you work kicking directionally? How do you prepare for an outside environment like that?
You know, I mean, we practice outside every day of the week. You know, we only have the dome on Sundays. So, you know, for us, it's, you know, you always deal with the wind. You always deal with the weather no matter what. You know, you just got to go out there and take what the gods give you. The wind's blowing, you know, we're prepared for it. We have a plan in place, and just going to execute that plan.
And then lastly, how do you just stay even and stay, look at the positives, to start off the year well, had some losses, but how do you do as a veteran, not only as you for yourself, but for other guys, just keep an even keel, season long season, you still have a lot of games coming up?
You know, I think that's something that, you know, from DQ down is preached week in and week out. The only fight that matters is the one that you're in. And this week we have the Jets, and that's all we can focus on. We can't worry about what happened week one or last week. It doesn't matter. This week's the only week that matters. You just got to go out there, prepare today for the Jets, prepare tomorrow for the Jets, Friday for the Jets, and then on Sunday when it comes time to play the Jets, we're ready to go.
Actually, this is my last thing. Well, Matt Bryan, I guess he was dealing with some injury issues. I mean, he kicked and everything like that. In those situations like that, would you be able to fill in for field goals or kickoffs? Are you trained to do that? Or what would have emergency situations in that regard?
I mean, yeah, if that, you know, as on the depth chart, I'm, you know, backup for Matt, just like he's my backup. He had to step in last year and punt for me in the Eagles game. You know, if it came up, that's something that, you know, we've practiced, something that, you know, I'm prepared for, and hopefully it doesn't ever come up because Matt's a great kicker. But in the, you know, in that God forbid moment, got to do what you got to do. When your number's called, you got to.
Have you kicked, done field goal attempts? I'm not.
Not since I've been in the NFL.
I kicked
for 3 years in college.
Right. So. Yeah. What do you think would be your maximum distance? What do you think would be the limit? So or the.
I mean, I don't want to speculate on. I just go out there, and if they give me an opportunity to kick somewhere, I'm just going to try and kick the ball. So that's all I got. All right.